From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In California last week, an appeals court upheld the state's newly expanded domestic partnership law. Under the law, the state offers same-sex couples nearly all of the rights and responsibilities of a marriage. Well, that turns out to be more than some couples signed up for. And as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, some couples are ending their domestic partnerships, even though they are not splitting up.
2 years ago, Mark Feller and Tom Clover became domestic partners. They registered with the state. They exchanged vows and rings in a commitment ceremony, surrounded by family and friends. Their relationship is still going strong, says Mark, so they've decided now's the time to get divorced.
So what we're doing is we're doing the ugly stuff while we're in love. And then if we ever hate each other, we don't have any ugly stuff to do.
Mark and Tom want out because the domestic partnership rules changed after they'd registered with the state. The old law granted a handful of rights, like being covered on your partner's health insurance or making medical decisions for your partner. But as of January 1st, domestic partnerships in California became much more like marriages, with mutual responsibility for debt and spousal support after a split and community property. It was Mark who first decided the new deal wouldn't work for him. He earns more money and owns more property than Tom. He also has two sons from an earlier marriage.
And I want to leave, you know, whatever estate I have to the sons. And if community property happens, then that makes a mess out of that.
And Tom says the idea of divorce only took a moment to get used to.
First of all, I was kind of crushed a little, and then he right away was explaining why. And as soon as he did, it fully, I totally agreed. When there's finances involved and kids involved and things, that's not what we signed up for when we signed up for domestic partners originally with the state.
Mark and Tom are now bogged down in something very much like a formal divorce. If they'd acted before the first of the year, they could have ended their partnership with a little paperwork. More than 2,500 same-sex couples did just that. A few hundred more have dissolved their partnerships since the first of the year. Family law attorney Roberta Bennett has advised a lot of couples dealing with the new domestic partnership law.
There's just all sorts of tentacles coming out of this act affecting almost every area of the law that we know. Not only family law, real property law, bankruptcy law, estate planning law.
And it's uncertain, says Bennett, how California's domestic partnership law will work out in practice. For example, there are conflicts, she says, between the community property provisions and the tax laws.
How can you call earnings community property, meaning that it belongs one half to each party no matter who earns it, and then out of the other side of your mouth say, but for the purposes of filing state tax returns, the earnings belong to the person who earned it, meaning no joint state tax returns?
For all the uncertainty, Assemblywoman Jackie Goldberg, the author of the domestic partnership law, is confident that many gay families will be helped by it. She also understood there would be many couples who would decide to end their legal partnerships, even if they weren't breaking up.
What we want to do is to give them choices. And they now have choices much more like being a heterosexual married couple than they have ever had in California. And unlike in other states where civil unions were accomplished by court order, we did this by having hearings involving people, getting it passed in both houses of the legislature and signed by a governor.
There are still around 25,000 couples registered as domestic partners in California. About 1,000 of them have tied the knot since the new law took effect. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.